All right, so today we are tackling a question for the ages. Leo versus Scorpio. Ooh. Who really holds the power?
Okay.
We're diving deep into an article by astrologer Laura King.
Mm.
And let me tell you, she does not hold back.
Well, what's fascinating about this matchup is that it's not just about personality.
Right.
Those are definitely big personalities.
Yeah.
It's about how these signs wield power.
Okay.
And King gives us some real insight into their strategies.
Okay, so no spoilers.
Yeah.
But before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you give us the lay of the land?
Sure.
What are the fundamental differences between these two astrological heavyweights?
Imagine this. Leo,
okay,
ruled by the sun,
mm-hmm,
is all about outward expression.
Okay.
Think radiant, commanding, always seeking the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
They're the natural leaders, the ones who inspire and motivate through sheer force of personality.
She's very much playing the role of the lion, right?
Yes.
King even calls them natural rulers in her article.
Exactly. Now, contrast that with Scorpio. They're a water sign.
Mm-hmm.
But they're ruled by both Pluto, the planet of transformation.
Wow.
And Mars, the planet of action.
Okay.
This gives them a very different kind of power.
Yeah.
Intense, focused, and often hidden beneath the surface.
So while Leo's roaring from the mountaintops, Scorpio's plotting their next move from the shadows.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
And that's where things get interesting, because according to King,
yeah,
both signs are incredibly powerful,
mm-hmm,
just in very different ways.
King actually uses the phrase royal rumble of egos to describe their dynamic,
yeah,
which I love.
Yeah.
But how does this actually play out in real life?
Yeah.
Who tends to come out on top when these two forces collide?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And the answer is,
yeah,
it's complicated.
Okay.
King points out that both signs are fixed, meaning they're stubborn and not easily swayed.
Mm-hmm.
Leos want to be in charge front and center.
Okay.
While Scorpios are content to control things from behind the scenes.
So a classic power struggle. But what are their actual tactics? How do these signs exercise their power in different situations?
This is where their elemental differences come into play.
Okay.
Leo, being a fire sign,
mm-hmm,
leads with their heart.
Okay.
They're emotionally expressive, quick to forgive.
Okay.
And they often win people over with their warmth and charisma.
So it's that classic Leo charm we hear so much about.
Right.
Well, wouldn't that make them vulnerable? Wearing your heart on your sleeve,
yeah,
can be risky in a power struggle.
Absolutely.
Right.
King actually points out that Leo's greatest strength, their big heart,
yeah,
can also be their Achilles heel.
Okay.
They're deeply sensitive and easily wounded by betrayal.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If you're used to commanding attention and adoration,
mm-hmm, yeah,
having that challenge can be a real blow to the ego.
Absolutely.
What about Scorpio? How do they handle vulnerability?
They're much more guarded.
Okay.
Remember, they're ruled by water.
Mm-hmm.
So they're deep and mysterious.
Okay.
They're masters at reading people, but they don't give much away themselves.
Okay.
This emotional intelligence gives them a strategic advantage,
mm-hmm,
because they're always several steps ahead.
Okay. I'm getting major chess master vibes from Scorpio.
Right.
But how does this actually translate into, say, a leadership role?
Yeah. King makes a really interesting point about this.
Okay.
She says, Leos are the kind of leaders who inspire through sheer enthusiasm and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to be the center of attention.
Okay.
And they often have a natural talent for rallying people to their cause.
So very much the classic CEO archetype.
Right.
Big office, big personality, even bigger vision for the company.
Yeah.
Where does that leave Scorpio in a leadership position?
This is where it gets really interesting. King says that while Scorpios might not be the first ones to grab the reins, they often end up being the power behind the throne.
Okay.
They're strategic thinkers, highly intuitive, and they know how to get things done often without anyone realizing they were ever pulling the strings.
So they might not need the corner office or the grand title to wield significant influence.
Precisely. King actually describes them as having a quiet intensity that can be incredibly effective in leadership roles.
Oh.
Think of them as the master strategists, the ones who can anticipate challenges and come up with solutions before anyone else even sees a problem.
Okay, so we've talked about their leadership styles.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to know, how does this power dynamic play out in their personal lives, specifically in romantic relationships?
Buckle up, because this is where things get juicy. Remember, Leos crave adoration and thrive on grand gestures.
Okay.
They're all about romance with a capital R.
So think bouquets of roses, sweeping declarations of love, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And for them, it's not just about the gesture itself. It's about the emotional validation that comes with it.
Okay.
They need to feel seen and appreciated, especially by their romantic partner.
That makes sense, given their need for attention. What about Scorpio? How do they approach love and romance?
Well, King uses a really intriguing phrase to describe them. Passionate intimacy seekers.
Okay.
They're not interested in superficial displays of affection. They want a connection that runs deep. A love that consumes them entirely.
Wow, that sounds intense. I can see how this pairing could either be incredibly explosive or a total train wreck.
You're not wrong.
Mm.
And King actually addresses that. She says this combination is surprisingly compatible because those contrasting energies create a magnetic push and pull.
Okay.
Leo brings the warmth, the grand gestures, the excitement, while Scorpio brings the depth, the intensity, the air of mystery.
I can definitely see the appeal. It's like they fulfill different needs for each other. But given their strong wills and need for control, wouldn't there be constant power struggles in the relationship?
Absolutely. King emphasizes that both signs are incredibly fixed, which means compromise isn't exactly their strong suit.
Yeah.
This can lead to clashes, especially if they're not careful.
So how do they make it work? What's the secret to a successful Leo-Scorpio pairing?
It all comes down to mutual respect and understanding. Leo needs to learn that Scorpio's need for control isn't personal, and Scorpio needs to give Leo the attention and validation they crave.
So it's about finding a balance between their fiery, expressive natures and their need for emotional depth and control.
Exactly. And this actually ties into another fascinating point that King makes about Leo.
Okay.
She draws a parallel between Leo and the Nemean lion from Greek mythology.
Wait, the Nemean lion, as in one of the 12 labors of Hercules?
Yeah.
What's the connection there?
It's actually quite brilliant. King explains that the Nemean lion was this incredibly powerful creature with an impenetrable hide.
Okay.
Hercules couldn't defeat it with brute force alone. He had to outsmart it.
Huh.
King uses this myth to illustrate that while Leos might seem outwardly invincible, their true strength lies in their courage, their resilience, and their ability to overcome challenges.
That is such a cool connection. It really adds another layer to understanding their power, doesn't it?
It does. And it reminds us that there's always more than meets the eye, especially when it comes to these two signs.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from leadership styles to love lives.
Right.
But there's one aspect of their power dynamic that I think we need to unpack. How they each approach conflict, and more specifically, revenge.
Oh, now this is where it gets really interesting. Because their approaches to revenge couldn't be more different.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give us the lowdown on how these signs seek retribution when they've been wrong. So we're talking revenge tactics.
Yeah.
How do Leos and Scorpios handle betrayal or a perceived slight?
Well, King paints a good picture of this.
Okay.
She says with a Leo, it's all about immediate impact.
Okay.
Think dramatic pronouncements, public displays of anger. They want you to know you messed up, and they want everyone LSE to know it too.
So very much a sun-going supernova kind of energy.
Exactly. But here's the thing.
Okay.
King also says not to mistake their theatricality for a lack of bite.
Yeah.
A Leo scorned can cut you down with a single well-placed word.
I can only imagine. What about Scorpio? Is it true what they say about revenge being a dish best served cold?
King actually quotes their very saying in her article.
Oh.
She says Scorpios are the embodiment of calculated patient vengeance.
Okay.
They might not make a scene, but you'll feel it when they strike.
Okay, that's both terrifying and impressive. It sounds like they both wield power quite effectively, just in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But to circle back to our original question, who truly reigns supreme in this astrological showdown?
Right.
Is there a clear winner?
That's the fascinating thing about this matchup. There isn't.
Yeah, okay.
King's ultimate point is that it all depends on the battleground.
What do you mean by that?
In a situation that calls for charisma leadership, the ability to inspire and rally people, Leo has a clear advantage.
Okay.
But in a game of strategy where emotional intelligence and patience are key, Scorpios might just be the ultimate power player.
So it's less about who has more power and more about how they choose to use it.
Precisely. And I think that's a powerful takeaway for all of us, regardless of our astrological sign. Understanding the strengths and weaknesses of different approaches to power can be incredibly valuable both in our personal and professional lives.
That's a great point. It's like King is giving us a secret weapon, a kind of cosmic cheat sheet for navigating power dynamics.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes her analysis so compelling. It's not just about astrology. It's about understanding human nature.
I couldn't agree more. This has been such a fascinating deep dive.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are now completely intrigued by this Leo-Scorpio power struggle, what's one thing they should take away from all of this?
Remember that these are archetypes, and we are all a mix of different energies.
Mm-hmm.
But by understanding the core motivations and power dynamics of these signs, we can navigate our relationships with a little more insight and maybe even a touch of cosmic strategy.
I love that. It's like having a secret decoder ring for human behavior. So the next time you're face to face with a Leo or a Scorpio, remember there's more to their power than meets the eye. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the eternal battle between the lion and the scorpion. Until next time, keep exploring those cosmic depths, and thanks for taking this deep dive with us.